Well, hello, help meets. It's Yvette Benton of Gerald and Yvette Ministries, GeraldandYvette.com. When I have my help meet time, I always decree and declare I'm a help meet suitable. Yeah, it helps me. It reminds me. It puts it in the atmosphere. I'm a help meet suitable. Then for sips and tips time, I always declare and I'm sipping. So today, I'm gonna be good. I promised God I was gonna be good. It's our help meet time where we spend some time together looking over the book. Thinking about how we can become more suitable. Thinking about how we can improve as helpmates. I know. We feel like we've done a good job so far. And hey, let me give you a helpmate high five. You're doing a good job. But we can always improve. We can always get better. We can always ask God, what can I do? What do I need to do? What will please you? What can I work on? How can I be delivered? There's so many questions we can ask. So I am the author of Help for the Help Meet. And, you know, today's been an interesting day. Had a lot of clients today. Our clients with one-on-one sessions, one-on-one coaching are increasing, and that is a blessing. So I appreciate you all. And then our mentoring program is growing. Things are really great. So thanks for being with me and having some sparkling juice time. So we're on page 84 today. Yes, on page 84 and 85. Because one of the things that's been happening is this is a difficult time of the year. This can be a difficult time of the year depending on your situation. I had some major struggles during the holidays when my husband and I were separated, and it got really, really heavy because I wanted us to be together. I wanted our family to be together, and God had to really pull me up and remind me of some things. And so this is one of those messages where I had to remember, and I wrote it in the book. We love God. We love God. Most of us know. If you're tuning into our ministry, you love God, right? I love God. You love God. So, in the book on 84, I start talking about, oh, somebody's got their book open. All right. At the bottom of page 84, I said, I remembered one day I asked God, do you love me? Or do you love him, meaning my husband, more than you love me? Because sometimes when you're trying to be a helpmeet that's suitable, I'm just real. I'm transparent. Maybe it doesn't cross your mind, but I'm like, God, the stuff you're asking me to do you love Gerald more than you love me? I just need to know. Like, let's just put it out on the table, because it seems like. I'm going to sip on that. It was seeming like he loved him more than he loved me. I'm going to sip on that. However, that wasn't the case. Because my question was, why would you ask me to pray for someone who has hurt me so badly? Y'all, can we be real? I was hurting, and God was asking me to pray. I was angry, and God was asking me to pray. I was frustrated. God was asking me to pray. Not just pray for him. What? I mean, I know the scripture tells me to do that, but you really actually want me to do that? So, this is what God told me through Holy Spirit. He said, well, do you love me? What? Yeah. I'm like, yeah, God, I'm here. I didn't commit murder yet. This man and stuff. He said, do you love me? This is the top of it, 85. He said, well, sometimes you hurt me. Sometimes you don't do what I ask. Sometimes you sin. Sometimes you're disobedient. Sometimes you do some things that don't please me. and you hurt me. Do you still love me? I do, Lord. He said, well, sometimes people that love you hurt you. It actually doesn't mean they don't love you. They just could be struggling. They could be dealing with some things. They could be in a situation where they don't know any better. They could be taken over by the enemy. They could be dealing with sin. They could be dealing with curses. He just kept going on and on. But what it boiled down to is, you love me, but you hurt me sometimes. And I love you back. And so if anybody ever questioned whether or not you love God, you would quickly, like, feel like me. You'd be like, yeah, I love God. But you do hurt. You hurt him sometimes. So he asked me to remember that when he was asking me to pray for my husband. When he was asking me to pray for Gerald, he was asking me to dig deep and say, sometimes you hurt me, but you still love me. If it can happen to you, it can happen to him. So help me. The next time God asks you to pray, like today, God asked me to not say certain things back to other people who weren't very nice to me today. Oh, I wanted to say some things, and he was like, no, ma'am, pray. I wanted to clap back, and he said, that's not going to please me. So we got to realize God's ways are not our ways, nor his thoughts our thoughts. God thinks differently than we do, and he's trying to get us over on him. So there are times when you know you love God, but you hurt him. You hurt his feelings. You hurt his witness. So. So, I had to remember that. When I was praying for my husband, I had to remember he was hurting me, but that didn't actually mean he didn't love me. Now, I had to really pray about that. I had to really study. I had to really get that one. Because he sure wasn't acting like he was loving me. But then sometimes, I don't really act like I love God. So, I had to get it together. And remember, when God asks us to do things, he really is looking for our greater good. He really wants us to follow his word. He really wants us to be living epistles. He really wants us to obey him. So, the next time God asks you to pray for someone who you think doesn't deserve prayer, you remind yourself you're a helpmeet suitable. And in order to be a helpmeet suitable, you gotta come past your flesh, tap into the spirit, and remind yourself, you know what? I needed some grace. I needed some forgiveness. I needed to get myself together. I don't always have it together, although I love God. So the people you're praying for may not always have it together, but that doesn't mean they don't love you. Something to think about. Something to sip on. So I'm declaring you're a helpmeet suitable. And you're going to read page 84 and 85 and remind yourself, God does ask us to pray for the unlovable. Pray for those who despitefully use you. And then give them some grace. Because guess what? One of these days, you're going to need that same grace. Well, thanks for joining me. This was a long sip one. A little challenging. But you know what? I'm a helpmeet suitable. I'm sipping sangria juice. And I had to be reminded today. Sometimes people's behavior makes it a little hard to pray for them. But God still wants you to pray for them. So you do that. With other people, your spouse, your children, your neighbor, your coworker, all those folks. We got to pray for those who despitefully use us. And we got to remind ourselves, sometimes we do some stuff that doesn't make God feel good, and we still love him. All right.